know, sometimes on houses you'd have these boards that would lap over each other like this.
Yeah.
From the outside of the house. Do you remember what that's called?
Weatherboard.
Okay. And say if you were,
But we never did have any of the lap on.
What did...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I know that the design of these buildings here,
mm-hmm.
the boards always run up and down.
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't lap like you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then when the boards was put side by side,
mm-hmm.
and over the years as they dried out, then it would leave a big crack. Now then, they used to come, some of them did, and then certain parts of that house that I was raised in had. But some didn't. They might have did when they first built the house, but you see when it left that crack, and they would do it when they first built the house, they would come with a small strip about that wide
mm-hmm.
on the outside and cover that crack up and nail it with smaller nails over that crack, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would leave cracks that you could stick your hand through sometimes. You could see out.
I bet that got cold.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you were going to hang up a picture or something, you'd say, I took the hammer and I... what the nail into the wall.
Cool.
And you say, if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further.
It's got to be drove further in.
Okay. And you say, I pick up the hammer and I what the nail in.
What's that again, then?
You say, I pick up the hammer and I what the nail in.
Drove it in?
Or I will what the nail in.
Driving.
Okay. And what different? You mentioned you had a barn. Where did you keep the corn? Did you have a special place?
Crib.
Was that a special part of the barn or what?
Mm-hmm.
What did your barn look like?
Let me draw.
Just sort of tell me about.
Okay. Well, now you had. You had a big shed and covered like this out here.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath, you had a room built off just like I got it out here now.
Mm-hmm.
You had four sides to it.
Mm-hmm.
You put corn in that seat. All right, that's the crib. Okay, now underneath it where you keep your livestock out of the weather, well, you've got stalls.
Mm-hmm.
But the crib is that place that you kept your corn.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep the hay?
In the loft, L-O-F-T.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a...
hay loft.
Mm-hmm. What if you had too much hay to put up in the loft? Did you ever leave it outside? Did you ever see a way of keeping it outside?
Yeah, I see. It's hay stuff.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No. This might pass me now, but that's basically what we use as a haystack.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, when you first cut the hay, of course, now they bale hay, but it used to, when you first cut it and you let it dry, then you'd rake it up in these little piles, and then, you know, take the pitchfork and, you know, stack it or something. Did you have a name for those little piles that you'd rake up?
I don't think so. Now, here's something here that might be helpful. You're talking about somebody that was raised on a small farm and not on a big farm.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did when we started talking about hay, we had very little bit of what we call hay today.
Mm-hmm.
But now we used to plant corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a certain time, after the corn's year had made, I mean as much as it was going to make seemingly, we'd get out and pull that blade off that corn,
mm-hmm.
strip that stalk,
mm-hmm.